الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه. بعد my brothers and sisters, there are three concepts. I hesitated because whether I should call it concept or word is even less adequate to describe them, because these are actually three states of being. I think that is probably the best way of saying that. Three states of being that a Muslim is in, should be in, and become accustomed to being, which lead to a state of perfect happiness and contentment in this dunya, and inshallah musta'an to Jannah when he dies or she dies. These three things. The first is sabr. Sabr, as I have mentioned many times before, is not placidly sitting around and waiting for something to happen, or bearing the difficulty of whatever it is that you're undergoing or going through, but it is to make the maximum possible effort in the situation, to do everything that you can. This is my understanding of the meaning of sabr. And as I have also mentioned this before, I take this meaning from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to Mujahideen as Sabirin. Now, there is nothing that is more action oriented, there is nothing that is more a symbol of a man's commitment than when he is fighting in the field of battle, fighting for honor, fighting for justice, fighting for his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called such a person Sabir. He called them Sabirin. So, Sabr to me, the epitome of that is the Mujahid. And therefore, Sabr is the ultimate of effort, maximum effort in whatever you are doing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. O you who believe, take the help of sabr and salah. Now, salah is dua. Salah is, of course, the salah that we pray, but salah in the meaning of dua, of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this case, my understanding is that here it refers to tawakkul. Dua being done by somebody who has tawakkul. Tawakkul is to have complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who has no partners in his zat, in his sifat, in his asma wal afal wal asar. He has no partners in his person, in his identity, in his being. He has no partners in his attributes and names. He has no partners in his actions, in his decisions, and he has no partners in whatever he creates, in his signs. To have complete and total faith in him, Jalla Jalaluhu, without ascribing any partners to him, because there are no partners to him, is the essence of tawakkul. Now, this can only be done by somebody who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who has a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, whose greatest joy in life is when he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and who yearns for that day when he will meet his maker, when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So this state of complete and total reliance on Allah is called tawakkul. So as I said, the first stage of happiness is sabr, which means that in this life we strive and do whatever we can do to the best of our ability, not taking any shortcuts, not trying to do something in a way which is not in keeping with the spirit of doing the best, doing absolutely the best. And then we take the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who make sabr, is with those who make this effort only and only for His sake, Jalla Jalaluhu, to please Him, and that is the ikhlas which comes with the niyyah. So that's the second stage, which is to have this tawakkul, complete faith and total reliance. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I have asked the one who is not bound by any condition, who is not bound by any rule, by any law, because he makes those laws and he makes those conditions and he makes those rules. He is unique and he is one, and I have connected with him and I have asked him, and only he and only he can do whatever he wishes to do. And then we come to the third stage, which is that when the person finds whatever he has asked for has happened or not happened, either way, then he is in a state and he must bring himself in a state of what is called Rida bil Qada, to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. Now obviously Rida bil Qada, when Allah's decision is in our favor, is easy, because we wanted something, we asked for it, we got it, and say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I'm very pleased that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me what I wanted. But Rida bil Qada, when we did not get what we wanted, we begged and pleaded for something, we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, maybe we gave sadaqah, we prayed tahajjud, we did everything right. I mean, you ticked all the boxes, but yet you did not get what you wanted. And that state, to still say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu knows better than I do what is good for me. Now this is a state of Rida bil Qada, which is obviously easy for me to describe, but it's not so easy to bring yourself into the state, to actually accept the state, to be in the state yourself. But it's not a question of what is easy and what's not easy. It's a question of what needs to be done. And that needs to be done, which is to bring our heart into a state where we say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say that a person, he said, all praise and all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition that I may find myself in. Now this is a beautiful state of Rida bil Qada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say, how beautiful is the state of a Muslim where when he gets something that he has asked for, or he gets something that he didn't even ask for, but as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person makes shukr, he is thankful to Allah, and so Allah rewards him. And when he does not get what he has asked for, or he faces some calamity, or he faces some difficulty or loss, then the person has sabr, the person has rida bil qada, the person accepts that decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. So in both situations, the Muslim is rewarded. One of the Salaf, he said, when I make dua, when I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I get what I have asked for, I am very, very happy. But when I make dua and I do not get what I wanted, and I get something else which I did not want, or I get the opposite of my dua, he said, I am 10 times happier. People said, what kind of a statement is that? When you get something, you are happy. When you don't get it, or you get the opposite of what you asked for, you are happy 10 times more than that. He said, yes, because when I get what I wanted, I got what I wanted. But when I got something else other than what I wanted, then I got what my Rabb wanted for me, and therefore this is the gift from my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and therefore I am 10 times happier. Again, as I said, I'm always very conscious of this whenever I'm saying these things, that for me, these are words, these are things that I am saying. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring my heart into that state of total and complete contentment with his destiny and with his qadr. My brothers and sisters, today, tomorrow morning, inshallah, I leave back for India. There is a forecast of a big storm that is supposed to happen here, a big snowstorm. Temperatures going down to -17, and people are expecting flights to be cancelled and all kinds of things. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu should protect all people from all calamities, that Allah should not allow this storm and so on to happen, should not allow disruption of travel and so forth. And inshallah, we ask Allah, and we expect the
the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in our favor and to be such that we inshallah will have I request you therefore to make dua for a safe and journey in the hifz and the aman and ikram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe where you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you by means that you cannot see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you always. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support your hearts and support your work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to do what is pleasing to Him and save you from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.